how the game plan is actually played out compared to what we've talked about all throughout the week and what we need to do to adjust and play to that. So, you know, whether it's Malcolm, Logan, Justin, Chung, all the guys that have been in there in a lot of one-on-one, man-to-man situations, I think they've done a great job, you know, of studying guys throughout the week and knowing exactly how they want to play a guy and then being able to make little adjustments within the game.
And Bill was pretty adamant about they have a good running game, too. Is that, how does that impact the way you guys?
I think we talk about it every week. We got to be able to stop the run. You know, if a team can run the ball, you know, it opens everything up. You know, pass game, running game. You know, defensively, you don't really know what to expect on any down because you could get everything. So we talk about that every week, though. You know, we got to come out and try to stop the run. And, you know, this week's a different challenge where they have four guys that all play in their backfield. And, you know, they all do different things really well and help their running game and passing game. So it's a tough challenge just for the fact you can't really key in on one guy.
Yep. Devin, has the pressure from the front seven created a lot of opportunities for you guys in the secondary?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about, you know, the rush and the coverage always have to marry up. So, you know, if they're getting there and, you know, we're 10, 12 yards off, guys, it's not going to help. And if we're getting beat bad and they're getting there, it's not going to help. So we always talk about trying to play together and make sure, you know, we know what's going on from a game plan wise, just not coverage, but even in the front seven, what they're doing, because that allows us to play better as a group.
Is it weird? You've been around here for a little bit. Is it weird to play a team that's had so much success against you guys? Because you've had pretty much a lot of success against other teams except for this team.
Not to me. I mean, some of that dates back before me. So I look around the locker room. A lot of it dates back before a lot of other guys here. So I really don't think it matters. I mean, obviously, you know, there's some guys, you know, Tom, Coach, Steve have been here for a while and been in those games. But I still don't think that matters. It has really no bearing, you know, on this game come Sunday, but it's obviously there and something to talk about. But we had to look around the locker room. There's a lot of guys that, you know, wasn't even here a couple years ago when we played them.
So when you see or hear or read New York Giants, you get a bad taste of it?
No, I'm from the area, so I always see it.
You've got a couple different kinds of tight ends in there. What have you seen from Donnell and Ty so far?
Well, Donnell's different.
We're good.
But they're both, they have pretty good quickness and ability to get vertical. And, you know, I think just the difference is Donnell is huge, where, you know, a lot of times they just throw the ball up to him, he's able to make a catch.
What do you have to do against a guy who's 6'7"?
Like I always say, just compete. You know, there's no way to stop a, you know, there's no blueprint on how you just go out there and compete.